This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 23, Laughter. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered. "Do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife, Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I'm worn out and my lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." Laughter is good for our hearts. I hope you can think back on many joyous and laugh-filled occasions. But not all laughter is the same. Sometimes it's cynical. When I told people that I, an overweight and out-of-shape senior citizen, was going to cycle across Canada, there were many who laughed to themselves in unbelief. 90-year-old Sarah laughed in disbelief when she was told she would give birth to a son. She knew that after a certain age, women simply don't get pregnant. The idea must have sounded like a joke. Abraham had also laughed earlier when God told him Sarah would have a son. While reading this story, I was convicted that my cynicism is often tied to a lack of faith. I sometimes see old feuds, a lack of growth in our churches, and incurable illnesses as just the way things are. And I see that God's question applies to my life. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Ephesians 3 verse 20 reminds us that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. When God fulfilled his promise and a son was born to Abraham and Sarah, they named him Isaac, which means he laughs. Their laughter now had a positive tone, as in Psalm 126 verse 3, which says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." May God give us that kind of joy when we recognize that he keeps his promises. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the gift of laughter. Give us faith in your promises and fill us with rejoicing. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.